Now, the Labour leadership contender, Jeremy Corbyn, is in Belfast tonight. He's the man who is the subject of widespread press speculation because he topped a poll, a recent poll, as the most likely to be winning the Labour leadership contest. There's a long, long way to go, by the way. He's taken part in a political panel discussion at Fela, the West Belfast Festival. I spoke to him yesterday ahead of the event. Now, as you'll hear, he was on a train and the interview was cut short. It was really, really unfortunate for us. So we apologise for the sound quality at a couple of points during this. It's interesting, though, because I began by asking him for his thoughts about the ongoing welfare reform stalemate in Northern Ireland.
Well, I think the British government is the one that should step up to the plate on this, because what they're essentially doing is not providing either the resources to the Assembly to fund the welfare system properly, or allowing the Assembly to do it itself with the money. So we need a change by the British government more than anything else.
So effectively, you support Sinn Féin's position. This is the line of sand, and they're not prepared to accept any more.
Well, I've had discussions with a number of people in Northern Ireland, and I'm going to be in Belfast tomorrow and we'll continue those discussions. But it seems to me that we should not be allowing the welfare reform bill to go through in the British Parliament to stop it. But essentially, this is a budget issue at the present time, and the British government should be funding Northern Ireland properly. Have increased poverty because of the welfare plans.
Your views on Ireland, Jeremy, have been raised repeatedly during this leadership election campaign. Here's a quote from the Daily Telegraph column in June, and they're talking about you. This is a man, they say, who sympathised with violent Irish republicanism in the 80s, invited IRA representatives to the Commons a fortnight after the Brighton bombing in 84, and at a troops out meeting in 87, stood for a minute's silence to honour 8 IRA terrorists killed in an SAS ambush. How would you respond to that?
Well, quite simply, throughout the 1980s, I maintained contact with Sinn Féin and believed that there had to be a political, not a military, solution to the situation in Northern Ireland. The British government developed that process. The Labour Party developed that process. And eventually, we had the agreement between the SDLP and Sinn Féin, which was an important step forward, and then the historic agreement between the Generality of the Unionist and the Generality of the Republican Movement. We got the ceasefire, the two ceasefires, and eventually the Belfast Agreement. Northern Ireland has taught the whole world an awful lot about resolving conflict by understanding the historical process of both communities. That surely is something we can all be proud of.
But let me understand what you stand for and what your view is, for example, towards the IRA. Were you sympathetic to what they were doing?
My point was always that there had to be a political peace process to avoid the violence, avoid the bloodshed, and avoid the deaths. And it was that whole direction that I wanted things moved in. And as I said earlier, the great achievement of the two ceasefires and then the Belfast Agreement is something that we can all move forward
But do
from.
You condemn what the IRA did?
I condemn all bombing. It's not a good idea. It's terrible what happened.
It's not the question. The question is, do you condemn what the IRA did?
Look, I condemn what was done by the British Army as well as by other sides as well. But what happened in Derry in 1972 was pretty devastating as well.
Do you distinguish between state forces, what the British Army did, and the IRA?
Well, in a sense, the treatment of IRA prisoners, which made them into virtual political prisoners, suggested that the British government and the state saw some kind of almost equivalence in it. Now, my point is that the whole violence issue was terrible, was appalling, and came out of a process that had been allowed to fester in Northern Ireland for a very long time. And surely we can move on a bit and look towards the achievements, the peace process, and things forward.
But if you're a potential candidate for Prime Minister of the UK, Jeremy. It's fair for me to push you one more time. Are you prepared to condemn what the IRA did?
What it's fair to push me on is how we take the peace process forward.
Well, it's fair for me to ask you.
How we take it. You can ask any question you like.
Are you prepared to condemn what the IRA did?
Can I answer the question in this way? We gained ceasefires. They were important and they were a huge step forward. Those ceasefires brought about a peace process, brought about a reconciliation process, which is something that we should all be pleased about. Can we take the thing forward rather than backwards?
Are you refusing to condemn what the IRA did?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Are you refusing to condemn what the IRA did? Jeremy,
I think we're going to have to do this later, you know.
Okay, well let me just this last question while it's quiet there. Are you refusing to condemn what the IRA did? And that's where the interview ended. So just to be fair, the train loudspeaker came on. He said he couldn't hear the question and ended the interview. It's a real pity, as we did have lots more to talk to him about. And we have been trying repeatedly since yesterday to get him back on. Now, his team has told us this morning that he now doesn't have the time and that he thought my interview was unnecessarily rude. That's Jeremy Corbyn, who is in Belfast tonight.